97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on all things trending out there in the world. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I actually kept on my list, as promised. I said I wanted to talk about the banana thing. The downside of wanting to talk about the banana thing, because how much could they cost? $10? Is that I found a,
So that's an Arrested Development reference,
it
I believe,
is.
for people who don't know. I never watched Arrested Development, and yet I know so many Arrested Development references.
There's
very weird.
There's a great deal of quotable jokes,
yeah.
Which is really the key to success with a lot of audiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that your show is funny. I need to be able to say stuff from your show and people think I'm funny. That's
Brad
also important.
And I will occasionally have conversations entirely in Simpsons references.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. It's a secret club that you get to be in.
It is.
And yeah, it's just fun.
Called the Stonecutters.
Is that a Simpsons reference?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yes, of course.
So, we do.
All right, so we're going to talk about bananas. However, I did run across a very, very good story about murder. So I'm going to watch Death on the Nile, and then I'll get back to you, and we'll do like a whole murder mystery thing some other day this week. In the meantime, let's talk about bananas.
Wait. No, you can't just say murder and move on to bananas. Now you got to do the murder thing.
Oh, see, I've actually forced you into this.
Yes.
We have cattle shooted down. I don't have enough time for the murder thing because the murder thing is a feature story.
You've got time for the murder thing.
I do not have time for the murder thing.
You're doing it.
Okay. All right. I can derail my whole plan. It's a good
yes.
thing I kept this tab open because I was going to take a look at it. The headline from Oregon Live, the Oregonian, is Oregon romance novelist who wrote How to Murder Your Husband goes on trial in a fatal shooting of longtime spouse in Portland. However, that headline is misleading because while she did write an essay entitled How to Murder Your Husband in 2011, it was not permitted as evidence by Circuit Judge Christopher Ramirez. Which makes sense, sure. That's a little circumstantial. I feel like that doesn't apply to the case. She does write mystery novels, not very successful ones, but she has written murder mystery novels.
Okay.
So I feel like that's fine. No, you can't admit that as evidence.
So I suppose that's fair. Like if Shonda Rhimes ever got accused of murder, you wouldn't be able to say, well, she had a show called How to Get Away with Murder
exactly.
and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, I see that.
But what's interesting about this case is ongoing. The murder happened in 2018, and you have no real evidence. There is no real evidence that she killed her husband. There is a great deal of circumstantial evidence that very, very strongly points to her being the perpetrator
Ooh,
of the
and
crime.
And we can set that circumstantial evidence to ominous music and black and white footage and make a true crime documentary. I've seen Tiger King.
So her husband worked at a culinary institute. There are no security cameras, and he was the only person in the building when he was murdered. He was shot twice in the back, one in the spine and one in the heart. The shot seemed to be fairly untraceable. No casings, no nothing around the crime scene. No one saw anything. Officials checked the traffic cameras quietly. There were no suspects announced in this murder for quite some time. Months and months later, police showed up and arrested the wife. They checked traffic cameras and saw her minivan roughly 12 minutes away from the Culinary Institute around the time when the murder took place. That's your first piece of circumstantial evidence.
They checked the traffic cameras that far away from the scene of the crime?
That's the closest that she is seen on traffic cameras and driving.
Interesting.
And it's not in an area of particular note. It's not a place where she would have been going anywhere. This is like submitted as part of the case as well. There's
Were the
nothing
doors
over
locked
here.
From the inside
so
as well? This feels very Agatha Christie.
It's very Agatha Christie because she also bought, you know, you've seen it in the news, the ghost guns, the like plastic printed guns that you
right.
could theoretically make. She bought the schematics for that without a 3D printer or the know-how to do it. So that purchase is logged in her internet history, which police can get access to should they decide to pry that particular box open.
See, that's evidence.
Circumstantial. She didn't make a ghost gun or use a ghost gun for this particular murder. However, at some point, some purchase history, maybe online, maybe not, it's not clear to me, it looks like she bought an auxiliary barrel for a gun. And she bought a gun at a gun show that barrel would fit. The gun that she bought at the gun show has been tested by forensics and has been never fired. Quote, quote.
All right.
She could have replaced that barrel and ditched the barrel somewhere else.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun! Lots of circumstantial
evidence.
Well,
it's got to be much less dramatic, ominous music. Like, dun, 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 dun.
I feel like the reveal of she bought a secondary barrel is a big plot point here. But, yeah, obviously her...
Poirot and the mystery of the secondary barrel.
And the mystery of the secondary barrel. I feel like her attorney is trying really hard. It's like, I feel like he feels like he's in a mystery novel or a movie, because he's saying stuff like, this circumstantial case doesn't take into account the most crucial element of any life. Love.
Oh, God.
She loved her husband and had no reason to kill him, except for the massive life insurance policy and paying off her house
immediately. Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I know how that story goes.
So, yeah, if you want to check out The Oregonian, this case is ongoing. This story literally got updated yesterday. It's been somewhat in public consciousness since 2018, but it is popping off now, as court cases do. It takes years to get around to this stuff.
And that's Trends. Tune in tomorrow for Bananas.
Hopefully.